Good morning, brothers and sisters.
现在我们就放主的名开始我们今天的聚会。
We will start our meeting in the Lord's name.
首先我给大家读诗篇第一百篇。
I'll read Psalm 100 to you.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful sounds.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他操场的羊。
Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
我们要称谢赞美耶和华。
We will give thanks to our Lord.
我们要敬拜他。
We will worship him.
我们要把一切荣耀都归于他。
We will give all glory to him.
所以我们首先大家起立，我们唱一首歌，是敬拜主。
Let's stand up to sing Majesty.
来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
That we worship his Majesty.
我们第一遍唱中文，我们第二遍唱英文。
First in Mandarin, then English.
敬拜。
荣耀能力，一切赞美都归他。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，荣耀万国能给流出，流到万民，来高举。从高举如耶稣圣名，爱彰显，以光彰显，耶稣荣耀光。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，他看着你，尽的荣耀，万王之王。
Majesty,
Majesty, worship His Majesty, unto Jesus, give glory, power, and praise. Majesty, King has authority, flow from His throne.
能够聚集在一起是神的爱和恩典 把我们带在一起。
The reason that we can come together before our Lord is His grace.
因为他的爱把我们冰冷的心溶解。
Because of His love, He has melted our icy heart.
所以让我们能够就是打开我们的心，让神的爱能够来到我们心，住在我们心间。
So that we can open our hearts so that God can live among our hearts.
让他能够化为赞美之泉。
That will become a string of praise.
我们下面唱首歌是赞美之泉。
The song we'll sing is String of Praise.
从天主而来的爱和恩典，把我们的心融点，让我们认出每个音符，把它化为赞美之泉，让我们张开口一起走，让永生居住看见赞美之泉流入每个人心。
再来一遍
Once more。
从天父而来的爱和恩典，把我们的心融解，让我们观注每个音符，把我们的生命陶醉，让耳朵张开口
父神，我们感谢你。
Our loving Father, we thank you.
我们可以再次来到你的殿中，我们自由地来敬拜你。
That we can come into your presence and worship you freely.
主啊，我们站在你面前的时候，我们要把一切的颂赞都归给你。
Lord, when we stand before your presence, we would like to give all the thanksgiving and glory to you.
因为你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
Because you are the kings of kings and the lords of lords.
主，我们感谢你，你在耶稣基督里赐给我们宝贵的救恩。
Lord, we thank you because you give this precious salvation through Jesus Christ.
你的恩典是完全的。
And your grace is whole.
你不但赐给我们生命，你也要给我们更丰盛的生命。
Not only you are going to give us life, but give us life of abundance.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你今天差派你的仆人。Pastor Paul 来到我们的当中。
Lord, we thank you. You sent your servant Pastor Paul to be within us.
求主你使用你的仆人向我们的心来说话。
That you use your servant to speak to our heart.
主啊，我们也愿意真的是寻求主你在我们教会当中各样事情的带领。
And we are also willing to seek for your guidance in our church.
求主你向我们显明你的心意。
And Lord, please reveal your will to us.
主，我们也为你的教会中文堂很多的事工来向你仰望。
And we especially pray for the Chinese service in this church.
主，我们特别为下个月有好几场的布道会，我们来向你求恩典。
That we ask for grace for to cover our evangelistic meeting in the next month.
求你从现在开始就来预备我们的心。
And God, please prepare our hearts.
不但预备讲员的信息，也预备很多。慕道朋友的心。
We not only prepare for the messages from the speaker, but also prepare the hearts that will listen to it.
主，让他们有一个好的心田。
So that the seekers have a good feel of harvest.
主，真的是愿你在这几场的布道会当中得着你当得的荣耀。
And we hope that you will get your glory within these meetings.
主，我们把今天的聚会从开始到末了恭敬仰望。
And Lord, we dedicate this meeting from the beginning to the end in front of you.
求你在我们当中显荣耀。
And we ask you to reveal your glory before us.
听我们同心的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是起样的时间。
And now it's time for responsive reading.
今天起样的经文在我们的诗歌本及经文选读第49篇。
It's in your hymn note, hymn book. Number 49.
在750页有王军弟兄来带领提炼。
Page 750. At the end of your hymn book. Number 49.
我们打开圣经之后，我来念细体字，请弟兄姊妹念粗体字。
I'll read the thing found and please respond with the bold font.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。
称谢那用智慧造天的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
我们的主为大，最有能力，他的智慧无法测度。
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
得智慧得聪明的，这人变为有福，因为得智慧胜过得银子，其利益强如金金。
耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明并天，以知识使深渊裂开，使天空滴下甘露。
要谨守真智慧和谋略，不可使它离开你的眼目，这样它必做你的生命景象的美事。
要得智慧，要得聪明，不可忘记，也不可偏离我口中的言语。
不可离弃智慧，智慧就维护你，要爱他，他就保守你。
智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内必得聪明。
高举智慧，他就使你高升，怀抱智慧，他就使你尊荣。
你要听受我的言语，就必延年益寿。我已指教你走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路。
好，谢谢。下面是奉献的时间。
Now is worshiping offering.
奉献是我们对神对我们祝福的回应。
Offering is our response to God's benediction to us.
我们感谢神，他赐给我们一切。
We thank the Lord giving us all we have.
所以在我们当中，如果有人对奉献的意义还不太清楚，或者是没有准备好。
If any of you who do not truly understand the meaning of offering, or you haven't prepared.
所以当奉献在传到你跟前的时候，就请你恭敬地传给下一位。
Please just pass on the offering back when it's passed to you.
在奉献的时候，我们同时会唱一首歌，是感谢神。
We are respond with a hymn, is thanks to God.
感谢神，我有主主，感谢神，丰富一杯，感谢神。过去的光在感谢神主曾经你感谢神
Let's give thanksgiving to the Lord.
是的，父神，我们感谢你。
Yes, our heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你，不仅赐给我们，新的生命。
We thank you not only for you give us a new life.
主，我们也谢谢你在我们日常的丰富供应。
But we also thank you for your abundant providing in our life.
我们就是求主你给我们一颗时常感恩的心。
And Lord, please give us this heart that we will often thanks to you.
让我们是一个常常感恩的人。
That we become a person full of thanks.
也是求主不仅我们让我们能够在金钱上有奉献。
And Lord, we ask you that not only we can give offerings in money,
也让我们能够就是把我们的心能够摆在你面前，那为你来悦纳。
But also we put our hearts before your presence that that you can gladly accept it.
给我们一颗奉献你的心。
Lord, that give us an offering heart.
给我们也为今天我们所奉献的金钱来献上祷告。
And Lord, we also pray for the offering today.
求主来悦纳，用在你的事工上。
That you accept it, that you so that this can be used in your ministry.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
下边是读经的时间。
Now is the scripture reading time.
今天我们读经的经文是在雅各书第四章十三到十七节。
Today's scripture reading is James chapter 4, 13 to 17.
请大家就打开这个圣经，雅各书第四章十三到十七节，然后听我来读。
Please turn to James 4, 13 to 17.
你们有话说，今天明天我要往牧场里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，会做那事。现今你们竟以张口夸口，把这样夸口的都是恶的。人若知道行善却不行，这就是他的罪了。今天我们的讲员呢是这个Pastor Paul Epp。
Today our speaker is Pastor Paul Epp.
我很高兴能够给大家来介绍他。
I'm very glad that I have the opportunity to introduce him.
这个 Pastor Paul Epp 他是在这个现在在Denver 的一家华人教会里边做英文堂的事工。
Reverend Paul Epp is now serving in the Chinese ministry in the church in Denver.
他在这个华人教会服侍已经有加起来一共有16年。
He has served in Chinese churches for over 16 years.
虽然他是美国人，在这个 Kansas 那里边出生长大。
Also, he's a Caucasian, born in Kansas.
我们可以看到他是有一颗就是爱我们这个华人的心。
And we can see his heart that loves Chinese.
他这个太太呢是有50%是华人的血统。
His wife has 50% of heritage from Chinese.
并且她还在中国重庆领养了一个小女孩。
And she has he has adopted a daughter from Chongqing.
所以她一直对我们这个华人传福音有这个负担。
He has a great burden to pass on gospel to the Chinese.
并且她也有神给她带来许多恩赐。
And he has many gifts from God.
就昨天介绍，她说她这个我们知道他有这个讲道的恩赐。
Yesterday, through the introductions, he has the gift of preaching.
他也有关怀的恩赐。
He has the gift of caring.
他还有这个叫与人和好的恩赐 ，peacemaker.
And gifts of peacemaking.
所以就是我们很高兴他能够来到我们教会来寻求神的旨意。
We're so very happy that he came to our church to see God's will.
就是他在礼拜五晚上一样在这个 CBS 和大家就是有分享。
He already shared in Chinese Bible studies on Friday night.
昨天早上和我们中文堂的同工在一起也有交通。
Yesterday morning he shared with the co-workers in the Chinese ministry.
我听说昨天晚上他在徐牧师家和英文堂的同工也一直就是一个很好的座谈。
I also heard that he has a good time with the people from the English congregation last night.
所以今天早上呢，他就是第一堂，他已经在英文堂已经有这个讲道。
He has preached in the English service already just now.
所以他有一个看一个非常这个这个忙的这一个这个安排。
It's a very busy schedule for his visit.
所以我们很感，所以今天我还看到有一点，就是说他给他带的这个两袋都是中文的。
And we see his tie actually is embroidered with Chinese.
所以我就很感谢神带领他们这带领他到我们这个教会就是来就是看就是适合是不是神带领他们做我们央牧堂的牧师。
So we are very thankful that he can come to our church and is to see God's will whether this is his place for his ministry.
也让我们大家一起继续来祷告，为他来祷告，也为我们教会来祷告。
And all of us, we can keep continuing to pray for him and pray for our church.
所以下面就把时间交给Pastor Paul Ed.
Well, give time to Reverend Paul Ed.
Thank you for that very kind introduction.
很感谢您刚才非常好的介绍。
And thank you for the invitation to come to this church.
很感谢大家对我来这个教会的邀请。
Pastor Tony has shown me around Ithaca.
徐牧师带我来看伊萨卡附近。
And one word that I've used a lot is wow.
用了很多这个 wow 的这个表示。
Then the waterfalls, the architecture.
有很多的瀑布，很好，很漂亮的建筑。
But mostly impressed with the character of the people I've met from both congregations.
但更多的是在这边碰到弟兄姐妹他们的个性。
So let's begin this time with the word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you love us.
天父，我们感谢你，你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you.That you want what's best for us.
我们感谢你，因为你要将最好的给我们。
Father, we pray that as we make plans for our life,
主，我们向你祷告，当我们在我们的生命做计划的时候
，that we would seek after your will.
我们会来寻求你的旨意。
May this message today help us to learn to plan the way that would please you.
让今天的信息让我们能够来学习如何是讨你喜悦的方式。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣名祷告。
The secret of success is not luck.
成功的秘诀并不是运气。
It's not merely being at the right place at the right time.
也不是在一个正确的地方或是在一个对的时间。
Success-oriented people know that the secret of success is planning and preparation.
一个寻找成功的人知道说那成功的秘诀是准备跟计划。
So we must dream mighty dreams.
所以我们要做伟大的梦想。
And we must dare mighty victories.
我们要想那荣耀的胜利。
And we must formulate strategies to make these dreams come true.
我们要做出一个策略让我们的美梦可以成真。
So if your dream is to become a doctor,
如果你要计划做一个医生的话
，You must play, make plans about what medical school you want to go to.
你要计划要去哪一所医学院
？What type of residency you would want?
哪里你要去做你的住院医生
？If your dream is to become a businessman,
如果你要成为一个生意人
，You must make plans on how you will get your piece of the market share.
你要如何来想到去占这个市场占有率？
If your dream is to spread the kingdom of God among the Chinese community of Ithaca,
如果你的梦想是要在伊萨卡这个地方的华人来宣道的话
，you must make plans on how you will communicate to them so that they will respond positively.
你要计划说如何跟他们沟通，然后使他们能够对你有很正面的看法。
Most of us in this room are success-oriented people.
在这边都是一个我们以成功为标杆的人。
We know the importance of planning and preparation.
我们知道做计划跟准备的重要。
We've spent long hours formulating strategies to make our dreams come true.
我们花很长的时间来做策略、做计划，让我们的梦想能够成为真实。
As a result, many of us have tasted the sweet taste of success.
很多人可能已经尝到那成功甜蜜的滋味。
However,Along the way, in all our busyness, some of us may have forgotten one important thing.
很多人在我们这个忙碌去成功的路上面，我们去忘记了一件很重要的事情。
God,
上帝。
We have forgotten to ask important questions regarding our planning, like, how does God want me to plan?
我们忘记问神一个很重要的问题，神会如何在这些计划里面？
Or more importantly, how does God want me to plan for my education?
更重要是神要如何让我来计划我的教育？
How does God want me to plan for the expansion of my business?
神要如何的来使我的生意更扩张？
How does God want this church to plan for the expansion of the ministry among the Chinese community of Ithaca?
神要如何的来在这个我们的教会，在这个华人社会里面做更广泛的工作？
In James chapter 4 verses 13 through 17, Jesus answers these questions by giving us valuable insights on how God wants us to plan for the future.
在雅各书第四章十三到十七节里面，这个这段圣经给我们一个很重要的看见，让我们如何来做计划。
In verses 13, 14, and 16, James describes the kind of planning that God hates.
在13, 14, 跟16节里面，他让我们看见说哪些计划是神所不喜悦的。
In verse 15, James reveals the kind of planning that God loves.
第15节告诉说神所喜悦的计划。
And then, finally, in verse 17, he gives the practical application to our lives.
在十七节里面，给我们在生活上有实际的应用。
So first, let's look at the planning that God hates.
就我们先来看神所不喜悦的部分。
In verse 13, James illustrates the kind of wrong planning.
在第十三节里面，雅各告诉我们说这些不好错误的计划。
In verse 14, he explains why that planning is foolish.
在十四节里面，告诉我们为什么这个计划是愚昧的。
And then in verse 16, he describes the sinfulness of this planning.
然后在第十六节里面告诉我们说为什么这个计这样的计划是有罪的。
So let's take a look at verse 13.
我们先来看第十三节。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.
你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
James is speaking to the traveling businessman of his day.
雅各说的是在当时的一些生意人。
Now I don't want you to get the wrong idea of who these businessmen were.
我希望大家对这些生意人不要有错误的概念。
There is no indication from this passage that they were involved in any type of ungodly business practices.
这边没有任何的意思是说这些生意人在做一些不讨神喜悦的生意。
There's no indication that they were doing anything dishonest or unethical.
也没有说这些生意人是不诚实或是不道德。
No, these were the respected, success-oriented businessmen of their day.
他这边所说的是在当时那些受人所敬重、以成功为标杆的生意人。
These businessmen would be like the 21st century businessman who would say something like this.
这些像如果在21世纪的话，这些成功的生意人可能会这么说。
Next month, I'm going to go to Hong Kong.
下个月我要去香港。
When I come back, I am going to come back with a healthy profit.
我回来以后呢，我回来的时候我会赚到一笔很丰厚的利润。
These men had done nothing wrong except for one thing.
这些人没有做错任何一件事情，除了一件之外。
They left God out of their plan.
他们将神摆在他们的计划之外。
They never considered whether God really approved of what they were planning on doing.
他没有想过说神是否认可这些计划。
They never considered whether God would allow their plans to succeed.
他没有想说神是否要让这个计划成功。
They never thought about God.
他们没有想到神。
Instead, they only considered themselves.
他们只想到自己。
They were going to do what they wanted to do, and nothing or nobody was going to get in their way.
他们要执行他们所要做的事情，没有人或没有任何事情可以阻挡他们。
They were self-made men who believed in the power of positive thinking.
他们这些是自我实现的人，他们相信那个正面思想的力量。
If they believed and they planned on something to happen.It was going to happen.
他们相信说，如果我相信并且为这个事情做计划，那这件事情就会被实现。
But James says this kind of planning is foolish.
但雅各这边说，这样的想法是愚昧的。
Look at verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Since your future is so uncertain,
因为我们的将来是如此的不确定。
It is foolish to think that your plans alone can make your dreams come true.
啊，所以我们只是讲说我们计划就可以成功，是很愚昧的想法。
James is saying, look, you don't know what your life will be like tomorrow.
啊，雅各这边说，你不知道明天如何，你的生命是什么。
The circumstances of your future may not allow your dreams to come true.
你明天的情况也许不能够让你的梦想实现。
Your dream may be to go back to China to visit your family this next summer.
啊，你的梦想也许是明年的暑假你要回去看你的家人。
And you can make plans to do that.
你可以为这件事情做计划。
But tomorrow you may be hit by a drunken driver.
也许你被一个明天就被一个酒醉驾车的人所撞了
and you could become paralyzed.
你瘫痪了
and all your past dreaming will not be able to change the fact
啊，你过去的梦想不能改变今天的实际
that you are unable to make your dream come true.
你没有办法再让你的梦想成真
You may have a dream to buy a 4,000 square foot house near the campus of Cornell.
你可以来梦想你要买个在校园附近四千尺的房子。
But tomorrow the stock market could crash and your money could become worthless.
啊，明天股票市场就崩盘了，你的钱就不算是什么。
And all your past planning cannot change the fact that you will be unable to make your dream come true.
你过去的计划不能够影响今天，你没有办法再实现你的梦想。
James goes on to say that not only is your future uncertain, but your mere existence is just as uncertain.
雅各啊，继续说，不只是明天是一个不确定，而且你的基本的存在也是一个不确定。
He says you're just a mere vapor that appears for a moment and then disappears.
他说你们原来不过是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You may be the picture of perfect health today.
你可能是一个啊，很好健康，是一个模范。
But that's no guarantee that you won't be 6 feet under tomorrow.
这并不表示你明天不会在黄土之下。
And all your past planning will not be able to change the fact that you are unable to fulfill your dreams.
你过去的计划并不能够改变你今天不能够再实现你梦想的事实。
You see, it's foolish to believe that your plans alone can control your future.
你如果想说你的计划可以来控制你的未来，这样的想法是愚昧的。
Because only God has control of your future.
因为只有神能够掌握你的未来。
But not only is faith in one's planning foolish, it is also sinful.
但这边所说的这样的计划不只是愚昧的，而且它是有罪的。
Verse 16 says, "But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil."
在第十六节说，现今你们既引张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。
When you leave God out of your plans, you are guilty of the sin of pride and arrogance.
当你把神离在你计划之除在你计划之外，你的这样的行为是恶的。
In effect, are bragging that because of your great abilities that you don't even really need God.
因为你的计划里面显出一些张狂，你并不需要神。
This type of boasting is evil because it makes yourself the Lord of your life rather than the Lord of your life.
这样的张狂是恶的，因为你将自己成为主宰，而不是上帝是你的主宰。
And God hates it when you leave him out of your plans.
神不喜悦他不在你的生命计划当中。
And so James makes it very clear that leaving God out of your plans is both foolish and sinful.
所以雅各这边很清楚地说到说，如果你将神除在你的计划之外，是愚昧而且有罪的。
But what is the right way to plan?
那什么是正确的位去做计划呢
？What kind of planning pleases God?
怎么样的计划可以讨神的喜悦呢
？What kind of attitude does God want you to have when you plan?
当我们计划的时候，神希望你有怎么样的态度呢
James answers these questions in verse 15.
雅各书这边在第十五节里面说到。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that.
你们只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
According to James, the right way to plan is to say, if the Lord wills.
在雅各这边所说，一个正确计划的方式，是这边说主若愿意。
But what in the world does it mean when a person says, if the Lord wills?
但这边说主若愿意到底是什么意思呢?
Well, let me tell you two things that this phrase does not mean.
我先来说这段经文里面不再说什么。
First, it does not mean that you should avoid planning.
这边不再说你应该避免做计划。
The Bible never condemns planning.
圣经上从来没有说做计划是不好的。
If God were against planning, He would never give the gift of administration.
神如果不喜欢计划，可能他从来不会看到有些管理的恩赐。
To fail to plan is to plan to fail.
你在计划上失败，就等于你要计划失败。
Secondly, it does not mean that every time we plan that we legalistically have to say, quote unquote,If the Lord wills.
这就是好像一个照本宣科一样 每一次我们做计划的时候都得说主若愿意、这样的陈腔滥调。
I knew a guy who could never say just I'll see you tomorrow.
我知道人他从来不能说我、要 明天见。
Instead he felt like he was obligated to say if the Lord wills, I'll see you tomorrow.
他一定要说如果主愿意那我们明天可以再见面。
But this verse is not commanding us to speak a pious platitude.
这边不是要我们来只是有那敬虔的外貌。
Instead, it's saying that we need to have the right attitude when we plan.
而是要我们在做计划的时候能够有正确的态度。
This verse means that when we plan for the future, we should have the attitude of submission to the Lord's will.
这节是告诉我们说当我们做计划的时候我们要对神有个顺服的态度。
But what does it mean to submit to the Lord's will?
这是对说顺服主是什么意思呢?
First of all, it means to allow the Lord to be the Lord over your life.
第一是说要让神成为你生命的主。
The word Lord is a title given to someone who has the authority over another person.
主这个名称是表示说这个名称是让别一个人能够有权柄在另外一个人身上。
Such as a master over his slave.
好像主人跟奴仆一样。
A king over his subjects.
君王跟臣仆一样。
The creator over his creation.
创造主跟他所创造之物一样。
So when you are allowing the Lord to be the Lord over your life, it means that you allow Him to have authority over your life.
当我们说主是我们的主的时候，我们要让神的权柄在我们的生命中。
When you submit your plans to the Lord's will, it means that you are submitting your plans to the Lord's authority.
当我们说我们主若愿意在我们的计划中的时候，我们也就是容许他能够在我们的计划中有权柄。
Secondly, it means that you consult the Lord before you make your plans.
第二，他的意思是说，在我们做计划的之前，要来寻求神的心意。
You do this by consulting the Bible to see if it contains any principles that relate to your planning.
你在读圣经看是否其中有任何关于你计划的一些原则。
For example, if you were planning to start a business, you would not start a business that was involved in oppressing the poor people.
如果你是计划做生意的话，那你可以知道说你不应该做一些欺压穷人的生意。
Because the Bible makes it very clear that it's against the Lord's will to oppress those who are less privileged than us.
在圣经中很明显的告诉我们我们不应该欺压穷人。
Or if you were choosing a leader for your church, you would not choose somebody who is spiritually immature.
我们在寻找教会的一些带领人的时候，我们不会找一些在属灵上不成熟的人。
even if he is good at speaking or is good at organization.
啊，其实他很会讲话，很会做，很会做管理。
In other words, when you say "if the Lord's will," it means you're saying if and only if my plans are permitted by the Bible, will I do this or will I do that.
所以当你说主若愿意的时候，也就是等于说，如果必须是这圣经容许我这样的计划，那我才会做。
Thirdly, saying if the Lord wills not only means that you allow the Lord to be the authority over your plans.
这里第三点是说如主若愿意是说不只是说让神能够参与你的计划。
And it not only means that you consult the Lord before you make your plans.
也不只是说在做计划的时候能够寻求神的心意。
But it also means that you are open to the possibility that your plans may not be part of the Lord's will.
而且你实在也容许说有这个可能性，你的计划是不合神的心意的。
In other words, it means that you may make your plans and the Lord will come along and say, I don't like your plans.
也就是说你可以做些计划，你也容许神在一天的祷告向你启示说，我不喜欢这样的计划。
And when he does not allow your plans to succeed, then you will say,
当神来不容许你的计划成功的时候，那你会这样的回应。
I don't understand why you're doing this to me.
我并不了解你为什么这么做。
Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
但无论如何不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
In other words, when we don't understand, we still respond with faith rather than with bitterness.
当我们不明白神的心意的时候，我们对神的回应仍然是有信心，而不是苦读。
What is the Lord's will for your life?
神在你生命中的心意是什么呢？
We can find it in Romans 8 verses 28 and 29.
我们可以在罗马书第八章二十八到二十九节里面看见。
Verse 28 says, And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
28, 罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We like to read this, or we like to quote this verse out of context, because then we have the opportunity to define for ourselves what the word good means.
很多时候我们就是不念上下文来引用这段圣经，因为我们可以好像做什么事情都可以让好像是神会让我们得益处。
We like to define good as being a success in the world's eyes.
所以我们可以来定说这个好处呢，就是我们在这世间能够成名成功。
To be married to a beautiful spouse.
娶到会嫁给一个很英俊或是美丽的配偶。
To have a successful career.
有一个很成功的事业。
To own a big house.
去有一个很大的房子。
And drive a big SUV.
开一个很大的休闲车。
But God's definition for good can be found in verse 29.
但神的心意呢，是可以在第罗马书八章二十九节里面说。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
29节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
God's definition of good is that you become conformed to the image of Jesus.
在神的定义里面是好的，是说我们能够效法他儿子的模样。
So when you say, if the Lord wills, it means that you're saying to God that you are allowing him to change your plans so that he can conform you to the image of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们说主若愿意的时候，我们容许神来改变我们，让我们能够成为效法他儿子的模样。
Let me give you a personal example.
让我给你一个我个人的经历。
When I entered the junior year of my college, I had a plan.
我在大三的时候呢，我有一个计划。
My major was business administration, and my goal was to become a successful businessman and then later on to become a successful preacher.
啊，当时我主修的是商业管理啊，我的目标是要成为一个很成功的生意人。
And so this was my plan.
啊，然后这是我计划。
First, I would study hard.
啊，我先要很认真的读书。
Second, I would make good grades.
然后我可以拿到很好的成绩。
Third, I would get a good job in business and make a lot of money.
然后第三，我可以拿到一个很好的工作，我可以赚很多的钱。
Fourth, after a few years, I would sacrifice my career and go into seminary.
然后第四，在这许多年之后呢，我可以牺牲我这一切所有的，我要进神学院读书。
And fifth, I would graduate from seminary and become a pastor.
然后第五，就是我可以从神学院毕业，我成为一个牧师。
My first two steps of my plan went as planned.
我第一、第二步骤都照我的计划实现了。
I studied hard and I graduated in the top 10% in my department.
我很用功的读书，我在班上是前面10%的这个成绩。
But something went haywire on the third step.
但第三步骤却出现了很大的问题。
I sent out my resume to dozens of businesses.
就是我将我的履历寄给很多很多的公司。
For a month, no company showed any interest.
在一个月过后，没有任何公司对我感到兴趣。
But finally, I got an interview with the FDIC to become a bank auditor.
但我后来成为一个美国联储局的银行调查员。
I was excited about the possibility.
对当时这个机会我感到很高兴。
I would make good money and I would do a lot of traveling throughout the state of California.
我可以赚很多钱，我也可以在加州到处旅行。
I was one of the finalists of three candidates.
那我是在那个工作仍然有三个候选人，我是其中一个。
But they rejected me for somebody else.
但他们却选了别人，没有选我。
I was disappointed with God.
我对神很失望。
It just didn't make sense.
对我来说这不合理啊。
I had done my part.
我做了我的部分。
Why hadn't God done his part to make my dreams come true?
为什么上帝不做他的部分让我的梦想可以成真呢？
My plans were not unbiblical.
我的计划没有不符合圣经啊。
They had not violated any biblical principles.
没有违反任何圣经上的原则。
And I sincerely thought that I had made the Lord of my plans.
我很认真地想说我是让神成为我的计划中的一部分。
But after much prayer and soul searching, I realized that there was a reason that my dreams did not come true.
但当我在思想祷告之后，我了解到有一个原因是神为什么让这样子的在我的计划当中。
God was...closing the door to the business life, and he was opening up the door earlier than I thought into the pastoral life.
神把那我成为生意人的门关了起来，让我能够更早进入那宣道的工厂。
God wanted me to skip the third step of becoming a successful businessman and go directly to the fourth step of becoming a seminary student.
神要我跳过第三步骤，是做一个成功的生意人，然后让我直接进入第四步骤，让我进神学院念书。
Finally, I had to throw up my arms and say, "Not my will, but your will be done."
所以我只好举起我的手说，不要照我的意思，愿你的意思旨意成全。
And as I look back, I can see that His will was better than my plan.
但之后我可以看到，神的计划比我的计划更好。
If I had not gone to seminary when I did, I would have never gotten a job at Houston Chinese Church.
如果不是在那个时候进入神学院的话，我可能不会到不会再不会在休斯顿的那个华人教会服事。
It was a once in a life opportunity.
那是一生中一次的机会。
And most likely, I never would have served in Chinese churches for the last 18 years.
我不会，也不会在有机会能够在华人的教会中对华人做宣教的工作。
You see, God rejected my plan of becoming a businessman because He wanted to use both my seminary experience and my ministry experience to conform me into the image of Jesus Christ.
神让我没有成为一个成功的生意人，因为他是要让我在神学院的经历跟我在墓道工作上面的经历，让我们能够更效法他儿子的模样。
God's plan was better than my plan.
神的计划比我的计划更好。
Is your plan not working?
你的计划现在工作吗？
Are you angry at God because he is not allowing your dreams to come true?
如果神不让你的梦想成真的话，你是否对神很愤怒呢？
Are you angry because you aren't able to marry the girl of your dreams?
你对神感到愤怒，因为你没有办法得到你的梦想中的女孩。
Are you angry because you did not get the job of your dreams?
或是你没有办法拿到那梦寐以求的工作。
Consider the possibility that your plan may not be part of God's plan.
你要容许说你的计划可能不在神的计划之中。
God's plan is not necessarily that you become a success in the world's eyes.
神的计划可能不是要你能够在世人的眼中成为做一个成功者。
God's plan is that you become conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
神的计划乃是要你效法他儿子的模样。
So give God the veto power over your plans.
你要让神在你的计划中有否决权。
Go ahead and make your plans.
我们可以做各样的计划。
But allow him to reject those plans if he so desires.
但容许神来拒绝你的计划。
And continually pray, not my will, but your will be done.
我们应该持续地这样祷告说，不要照我的意思，唯愿你的旨意成全。
Not my plan, but your plan be done.
不要照我的计划，乃愿你的计划成全。
So the right way to plan is to say, it's the Lord wills we shall do this or that.
所以正确一个计划态度就是说，主若愿意，我可以做这事或做那事。
This means first of all that we allow the Lord to be the Lord over our plans.
这也就是说，我们让神来做我们计划的主宰。
Secondly, it means that we consult the Lord before we plan.
第二，也就是说，我们在能够来询问神的心意，在我们做计划的时候。
And thirdly, it means that we give the Lord the right to veto our plan.
第三，我们将我们在做计划的时候这个否决权给上帝。
After you heard this message, now you know the right thing to do.
当我们听完这篇讲道之后，你也许知道了什么是该做的事情。
So if you do not allow the Lord to be the Lord over your plans,You're not merely ignoring good advice.
所以如果你在这个之后呢，你如果还是没有照这样一个正确的态度来做计划，你不只是说好像忽视了神对你一些很好的建议。
You're not merely being unwise.
并不只是说你这样的计划是很愚昧。
According to verse 17, if you know the right thing to do and yet you do not do it, you are sinning.
照雅各书第四章十七节所说。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
And so you need to confess your sin to the Lord.
所以如果我们没有照这样计划去做，我们需要向神认这样的罪。
You need to tell the Lord, I'm sorry for leaving you out of my plans.
我们要对神说，很抱歉，我把你除在我计划之外。
I want you to become the authority over every plan that I make.
我要你成为我在生命中每一个计划的主宰。
And after you prayed that prayer, you need to start allowing the Lord to be the Lord of your plan.
当你做完这样祷告之后，你要让神能够真正成为你计划的主宰。
You see, the secret of success is not luck.
所以成功的秘诀不在乎运气。
The secret of success is not being at the right place at the right time.
成功的秘诀不是你在正确的时间在一个正确的地方。
Secret of success is planning and preparation.
成功的秘诀是能够做计划并做准备。
And the secret to godly planning is to humbly submit to the Lord's sovereign control.
在神里面做一个成功计划的秘诀是我们能够将有一个谦卑顺服的态度在神的面前。
Let's bow in a word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
I'd like to give you an opportunity right now to evaluate your planning.
给大家一个机会，我们能够来思想我们在生命中所做的计划。
Can you honestly say that you are searching for biblical principles for the type of planning that you're doing?
在我们所做的计划当中，我们可以说这是符合圣经中的原则吗？
Can you honestly say that you have given God the veto power that you would humbly submit and still have joy even if God doesn't make your dream come true?
我们可以诚实地说，在我们计划中，我们是否给神这样的否决权？所以即使神拒绝我们的计划，我们仍然能够有一个喜乐感恩的心来接受神的安排。
Let's spend some time in silent prayer so that we can pray about our plan.
我们一起来花一点时间在神的面前默祷，思想我们在生命中的计划。
Lord, I thank you for being the Lord over my plans.
主，我们感谢你啊，你成为我们计划中的主宰。
I thank you for vetoing the plans that I had for my own life.
我向为我生命中你为的你用的否决权来改变我的计划，我为此向你献上感谢。
I thank you that though I went to seminary without hardly any money.
当我进入神学院的时候，我几乎没有什么钱。
You helped me to graduate without getting deep in debt.
但是我在毕业的时候，你没有让我的有许多的债务。
And I thank you for the years of ministry that I've experienced in the Chinese churches.
为我过去许多年在中文教会的服事，向你献上感谢。
And Father, as we make our plans, I pray that this church would seek after you.
天父，在我们在做计划的时候。我们来向你祷告，愿这个教会来寻求你的心意。
I pray that the individuals would be more concerned about making your dreams come true than making their own dreams come true.
让我们每一个人都能够实在是来实现你心中那个意向，而不是来只是来实现我们自己生命中的梦想。
I pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名祷告。
我们谢谢Pastor Paul App 的信息。
We thank Pastor Paul App's message.
那我们下面就唱一首诗歌来，作为一项回应的诗歌是主是我万有。
We have a response song. It's Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
我不就寻他，也不就不忧，即使我今夜曾经到永久，为你在我心永远放手，天上大绝望，你是我网友，天上大绝望，光阴的海洋，风花香
时间，我想再唱两首诗歌。
We have still some time. I would like to bring up two more hymns.
有一首诗歌我会想到，我想唱一首《亲爱主牵我手》。
It's the song of Dear Lord, Lead Me Through.
Please.在我们这个上面上诗的439
In your hymn book number 439 Precious Lord, take my hand. Next is the time for welcome and announcement.
我们首先欢迎第一次到我们中心的新朋友。
I would like to welcome the first time comer.
第一次来的，请你能够站起来介绍一下，让我们能够认识你。
If you are here for the first time, I would like you to stand up, introduce yourself, so that we can know you.
好，介绍一下啊，
请 introduce.Mr. Liu from Ohio.
欢迎欢迎。我们还有没有后边还有没有
？Anyone else, including in the room behind?
好像有一个人需要可以介绍一下。
Okay, somebody coming to introduce herself from the back.你的姓名
叫什么？菊华。哦，菊华。对 ，OK。
Did you for visiting daughter here?
好，欢迎。
Welcome。
要没有的话，我们还有 OK。
One more。
OK。欢迎
He's due as a visiting scholar.
还有呢 OK
还有吗维华
我们今天是崇拜我们下月还有更好的布道会啊
Now today's worship, we have good evangelistic meeting coming.
Okay, 如果没有的话，我们可以打开我们的信息袋，看一下我们今天的报告事项。
So no more newcomers. Please turn to your bulletin.
首先我们再次感谢主带领这个 Paul 来到牧师来到我们当中，为我们今天能够分享这个美好的信息。
We thank the Lord for Reverend Paul F's visit this weekend and for his sharing of the words of God with us this morning.
对，在刚才介绍一样，就是他有这个十八年在华人教会带领英文事工的经验。
Just like our introductions, he has more than 18 years of experience in leading English service within the Chinese congregation.
他现在这个 Houston 在德州服侍了九年。
He has been in a church in Texas for 9 years.
现在呢，在现在这个Denver 呢也是华人教会也服侍了九年。
And in the Denver Chinese Church also for 9 years.
愿主祝福他中心仆人的家庭和他的释放。
And may Lord richly bless his ministry and his family.
也像我刚才讲的，就像希望我们大家继续来，也为他来为我们教会来祷告，让我们一起来寻求神的旨意。
And so that we all also pray for our church and for him continuously.
第二项就是十月中下旬我们有几场布道会。
In the later part of October, we have several evangelistic meetings.
在十月十二号到十四号，我们有刘志雄长老来带领的国语布道会。
The elder Peter Liu will come to lead the Mandarin evangelistic meeting.
十月二十六，有袁奇牧师，他也是从这个 Denver 那边来，他也会带领这个广东话的布道会。
And the, in the October 26th, Reverend Qing Yuan will come to lead the Cantonese evangelistic meetings.
希望大家从现在开始就能够为这个布道会来祷告，并且能够邀请你的这个邀请的朋友。
Yeah, we ask that you will pray for this evangelistic meeting and invite your friend to participate.
第三项就是我们本季度的读经运动将于这个十月底结束。
There are items only about 1 month left before the season's Bible readathon ends.
就是如果你参加这个运动，你这个现在这个进度算进度如何？如果进度还没有达到的话，希望你能够加油改善。
If you have participated in the readathon, even though you are lag behind now, please make up.
希望有些人，如果你没有，就是即使你没有加入，也希望能够
Even the, you didn't participate in these readathon activities, that you will have your regular Bible studies.
第四项就是我们感谢神，约有这个20个人参加了上周香港团契举办退休会。
We thank the Lord that there are more than 20 brothers and sisters participate in the retreat of the Hong Kongese Fellowship.
我们求主带领他们，让他们在灵命上能够继续有团。
We will continue to pray for them so that they will grow spiritually.
如果有人近期想受洗，想和这个徐牧师来联系。
If you think about baptism recently, please contact Pastor Xu.
最后一项就是我们下一个周牧师助理这个中敬姐妹她要回国开亲一个月。
The next is the our sister Jin Zhang will our pastor assistant.Will leave for a month to China.
对，在这个期间呢，有这个邵晶晶姐妹来担任这个教会的牧师助理。
And Sister Jing Jing will become the substitute pastor assistant.
她的工作时间是每周一到周五上午的8:30到11:30。
So she works 8:30 to 11:30 on the weekdays.
如果弟兄姐妹如果有是或者你就可以和他来联系，上面有电话号码和他的这个电子邮件。
On the bulletin, there is also the phone and email for our pastor assistant.
有没有补充报告
？Any supplemental announcement？
没有的话，我们就一起起立，我们唱下一首。
Let's stand for doxology. Let's use the Lord's Prayer as the finalized prayer for today.
It's
at the back of your bulletin.
In heaven, Father, may everyone bless your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our daily bread is given to us today. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who owe us.不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、全是你的，直到永远。阿门。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的感动与引导，常与弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到世界的末了。阿门。
Please be seated. After this worship, we have some simple lunch in the basement.
请大家留下来和我们一起用餐，并且我们一起有一个分享和交通的时间。
We welcome you to stay so that we can have a good time of sharing.
我们就为午餐做个祷告。
Let's say grace for the lunch.
父神，我们再次感谢你。
Father, we thank you again.
我们谢谢你。今天你把我们带在你的殿中。
That today you bring us in before your presence.
让我们能够弟兄姐妹在一起，能够一起来欢喜的来敬拜你。
That our brothers and sisters can come joyfully to worship you together.
也借着你的信息也向我们说话。
That you use the pastor's message to speak to us.
让我们知道你就是我们的主。
That we know that you are our Lord.
让我们把我们的自己说的一切都交给主，由主你来掌管我们。
That all we do, we give it to you, and you have authority over us.
帮助我们怎么能够来制定计划。
Help us to make our plans.
让我们的计划能够符合你的心意。
So that our plans is according to your will.
所以我们也为我们楼下的午餐来祷告。
And we also pray for our lunch in the basement.
求主你来祝福。
So we ask you to bless the food.
让我们吃了力上加力。
So that we can gain strength upon it.
也求主保守我们散会后的脚步。
We also ask you to bless after we depart from the meeting.
我们这样感谢祷告和救主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Savior Jesus' name.
向大家默祷后散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.